Jimmy Breslin, the legendary New York City columnist, has died at the age of 88. He was famous and by many beloved for celebrating the lives of New Yorkers that others often didn't see. Breslin was also a character in his own right, as John Kalish reports.
Jimmy Breslin was old school. He began his career as a copy boy, working his way up to hard-bitten reporter.
At 5 o'clock at night in the New York Daily News, you couldn't see from one end of the city room to the other because of the smoke. A tremendous scene, looked like an old fight club. And the noise of the typewriters was loud, like subway train running through. And out of all this noise, smoke, came nervous energy. Words in a newspaper are made of nervous energy.
That's Jimmy Breslin from a 2004 interview. He wrote on Deadline for 40 years, first gaining notoriety at the old New York Herald Tribune in the mid-1960s. There, a group of writers employed novelistic techniques that came to be known as the New Journalism. One of the best-known examples by Breslin is still taught in journalism schools today. Published the day after John F. Kennedy's funeral, the column focused on the man who dug the president's grave.
What he saw was that the guy you're sitting next to on the subway could have a dense, complicated, interesting life.
Novelist Pete Hamill is a former newspaper man and close friend of Breslin's.
He had a very sympathetic heart. I think he was trying to figure out, who are these people that I'm living with?
As a reporter, Breslin's sympathies were clearly with the have-nots. Les Payne, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter himself, worked with Breslin at Newsday.
We say that in journalism. One of our goals is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable, but we almost never do it. And I think that one of the things that Breslin has done over the years is to pay some attention to the afflicted in ways that journalism preaches but so very often refuse to practice.
Another of Breslin's colleagues, Jack Newfield, said Breslin had a way with words.
I once described him as Charles Dickens disguised as Archie Bunker. He could talk like Archie Bunker, but he can write like Charles Dickens.
Breslin won a Pulitzer Prize in 1986 for a series of columns that included investigative scoops on municipal corruption and police brutality. But the characters he wrote about seemed too good to be true. These include an arsonist known as Marvin the Torch and a one-eyed mobster with a pet wolf. Breslin used to love to tell the story about New York Times editor A.M. Rosenthal showing up at a bar in Queens where Breslin and some of the characters he wrote about hung out.
He wanted to end my days of telling lies to the public. So he walked in, and Fat Thomas, who did not exist according to Rosenthal, Fat Thomas was at the bar. A fellow named Cousin was in the office cleaning a machine gun. Jimmy Burke, who subsequently did the Lufthansa robbery, was at the bar. And Pepe and Johnny Maguire were there. And Rosenthal was stunned. He said, my God, it's all true.
Breslin had a knack for making news himself. In 1969, he ran unsuccessfully for city council president. In 1977, the serial killer who came to be known as the Son of Sam sent letters to Breslin at the Daily News. And a decade later, after winning the Pulitzer Prize, Breslin was briefly suspended from New York Newsday after making racial and sexual comments to an Asian American colleague. He also suffered two vicious physical assaults, first at the hands of a reputed mafia figure. Then in 1991, he was beaten while covering the Crown Heights riots in Brooklyn. Breslin says that's what you had to endure if you wanted to write about your city.
I still pursue the art of climbing flights of stairs. Go to the scene. Go ring the doorbell and ask the guy. Nobody does that. It's an art that's going to come back, however.
What makes you think that?
Because of me.
Breslin ended his newspaper career on Election Day in 2004 with a column that incorrectly called the race between John Kerry and George W. Bush. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.